This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
So, as always, lots to discuss. Of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever you like. That is the point of this program. You can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. But there's also a lot on the table here this evening, including some pretty big news out of Massachusetts, since we had kind of the 420 edition of this show yesterday in celebration of your right to own yourself, or at least the idea of you owning yourself.
Right, right.
Clearly, you can't actually own yourself because the people calling themselves the government will put you in a cage if you decide that you want to actually act like you own yourself. Luckily, yesterday in Concord, New Hampshire, we had over 250 people that were gathered at the State House who did act like they owned themselves, and they did smoke some cannabis in public. In fact, I have found some of the video footage from yesterday, and I've begun posting it over at freekeen.com. The first video is up from Biker Bill. He recorded about 10 minutes of the singing that was going on. Approximately 100 people came into the State House and sang songs right there in the State House lobby, some parody songs, kind of to the tune of Christmas carols, but with very liberty-oriented lyrics. So I posted that one already, and then there's going to be some more of I mentioned yesterday there was the security guard who was threatening people that were chalking. There were various different messages being written on things outside of the State House, the concrete on the ground, and some of the columns up at the front of the State House. And early on, some guy came out with a security uniform and started to threaten the chalkers, trying to get identification from them, called the state police on them. And he was kind of shuffled away, and basically by activists like myself who came up and started asking him some questions that he didn't like very much. So he kind of slinked away, and the state police never showed up. So they used their discretion and decided to not respond to the call of the
It probably
chalkers.
Didn't seem like it was worth it to them with hundreds and hundreds of liberty activists out there smoking.
Or they probably just thought that you were going to comply with their orders and just move on. You know,
I don't know what they thought,
yeah,
but they didn't even show up to investigate it. So so that video, I've seen it, and Tally TV put that one together, Tally.tv. I'll post that one here shortly, probably during the next break of the show. So throughout the evening tonight, some posts will be showing up over at freekeen.com. So if you missed it yesterday and you didn't get to see what happened in Concord, New Hampshire, this is a great opportunity to get you to kind of get a clue as to what actually transpired. But it wasn't just Concord where action was happening. Mark, you saw some of the pictures from, was it pictures or video that you saw? Because I saw pictures.
Pictures.
The pictures from, I believe it was the University of Colorado. I'm not certain. It was, I believe, in Denver. A huge...
Sounds right to me, yes.
Huge smokeout. Now, I believe I saw pictures just like this last year, where you literally have thousands of people that are essentially in a humongous field of some sort, and the pictures are taken from far away because you can't get close to thousands of people. I mean, there are just so many people there.
It was this just fog of smoke.
Yeah.
Over the whole group. It was amazing.
Incredible.
They must have been burning bales of marijuana.
It sure looked like it. I mean, there was that much pot being smoked to where you could actually see it in the photos. And it really did look as thick as fog.
You know, and this kind of sort of insult to those with more conservative values wouldn't be occurring if the insult to people who want to smoke marijuana wasn't occurring.
It you was mean the, like throwing them in a cage?
Yeah, that's yeah. what it's all about. I mean, this is a backlash against treating people as though they can't choose what kind of mind-altering substance they want. You must choose alcohol. If you want to smoke something, you must smoke tobacco.
Or it has to come out of a pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just all a joke about the whole idea that someone else's behavior is subject to your control or your desires. It's ridiculous. And I think it stems from the idea of the whole power struggle. It's like the people who are under the thumb of the state or under the thumb of whatever is in their life, whether it be a boss that's overbearing or a spouse or someone else, they're constantly looking for other ways for them to be the one in control, for them to be the one deciding who can go out or who can do this or that, whatever. So
it's this whole daddy-child complex thing that goes on, parent-child complex thing.
There's a lot of that, and the idea that a lot of people agree with this position I've taken, that marijuana smoking is bad. So, you know, I feel justified But they don't even rationalize it. They don't even think it through. It's just, it's an accepted, it's like they have this hole in their mind for ideas, and they place this idea there, this idea that prohibition is the way to go, because they haven't actually rationalized or thought about it or even contemplated what it actually means. They
well,
just,
if you were to think about it, you'd have to come to the conclusion that it doesn't make sense, and it's bad.
It's a placeholder idea, and these, I mean, for some of them, simpletons or whatever, I don't mean to really insult people, but to call them what they really are, they're ignorant to thinking critically about
this particular issue.
Yeah, not only this particular issue, but a lot of the issues that stem from the whole behavior control mechanism and the idea that you can make someone into someone else with a series of punishments or permissions.
It's a crazy idea. The idea, like what you said, that you could make someone into something else, that you could somehow mold everyone in a given society, the 300 million people in America, the rest of the people around the world that also suffer under these insane drug laws, but specifically the United States situation, obviously very familiar with, the idea that you will be able to threaten people into behaving in the way that you want to. When we're talking about behavior that does not do harm to others, that does not aggress against others, we're not talking about threatening people over committing murder or arson or rape. We're talking about threatening people over putting a green leafy substance in a pipe, rolling it into a cigarette, or putting it in a bong or a vaporizer and smoking it, or baking brownies and eating it. I mean, this is an entirely innocent activity. But because somebody has an opinion about it being bad, about altering one's consciousness with that chemical, THC, versus alcohol or something like that, that one is bad and one is not, that opinion should be enforced across all of society. It's incredibly utopian. The idea that they will be able to change people's behavior. Clearly, it has not worked. The years, the decades of putting people in prison cells for this, of threatening them, of arresting them, of fining them, it has not worked.
Well, that's the end of it that hasn't worked. But I mean, if you want to be consistent, you need to consistently apply this. If altering your mind is bad, unless it's done for medicinal purposes, and then it's okay. Well, then drinking alcohol is not okay. Smoking cigarettes probably wouldn't be okay.
You've thought too far. You've put too much thought into it.
Caffeine. I mean, the whole culture runs on caffeine.
Well, it strike the roots. I mean, the whole idea that you can control what someone is going to do with their body is just blatantly ignorant to begin with. I think we need to get back and focus the argument where it belongs instead of relying on these small tangents or small auxiliary components. We need to focus the idea that a person is their own person, their body is their own, and that sort of,
Respected. That should be respected.
Well, like in the future, imagine that, and we know what's going to happen. We know there's going to be some interface with a computer. What if there's some virtual drug that people shouldn't take because it changes their behavior? Or if there's some, it has nothing to do with anything tangibly physical. It's just a virtual thing that getting off on this sort of, stimulus is something that people enjoy, and then others find it to be repulsive, so they make a law against it. I mean,
sure.
At that point, you're putting fiction on top of fiction, because it's like, there's nothing there to actually control. It's just
people
virtual.
Have to learn how to let go. They have to learn how to allow these people that want to control. They have to learn how to allow others to be free.
That's right.
And until they do that, then they'll never achieve freedom themselves. Now, I'm not saying they're even seeking it. These people may not be seeking freedom for themselves, and in which case, that's why we need to just build a movement that is so strong and so unstoppable that these people will throw up their hands in frustration and they will get the heck out of New Hampshire. Because I don't think those folks are going to change. It's not realistic to believe that we're going to be able to persuade control freaks to let go. I'd love to see it happen, but I'm not realistically, I'm not focusing my efforts on the control freaks. I'm not trying to change them. If they want to change, great, welcome. We'll welcome you into the community. I'm focusing my intentions and my recruiting on people that want to see freedom in their lifetime and that are willing to do something about it, because I think that's just more effective than trying to change somebody who wants to stop folks from doing things they disagree with. Completely peaceful acts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anyway, some good news out of a court regarding the odor of marijuana and police searches. We'll share that with you coming up. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
Don't forget, you can enjoy features like our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners because the chat room has been built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. And, of course, like everything on our website, it's totally free. So go and enjoy the webcam and the chat room. together at cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks to Memory Dealers.
Yeah, it's brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Go there to memorydealers.com, check it out, and see for yourself. They're in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You know, we're talking about people who want to control others, and as Dr. Mary Ruart puts it in her excellent book, Healing Our World, as long as you want to control others, don't be surprised if you find yourself controlled. So if you are like me and you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime, well, you have to be able to let go as far as what other people do with their liberty. Okay, it may bother you what they've chosen to do, like smoking pot apparently bothers somebody out there, some people out there. Leave them alone. Let them be. If they're doing it, then it's not harming you. They're not blowing it in your face. So let people be, and everything will be okay. The idea that these folks should be put in a jail cell or should have money forcibly extracted from them is just absolutely insulting to the idea that one owns oneself. And so I was talking about how you only have so much time in the day. You only have so much effort that you can put toward advancing the ideas of liberty. And so I want to target people who are the best prospects, if you will,
right,
to achieve freedom. And so part of the reason why I do this show, besides because I love doing radio, is to get the word about freedom out there and to find the right people, find those needles in the haystack that are willing to step up and do something, that are going to do more than just complain about the problems that they see surrounding them, the people that are willing to actually step forward, for instance, join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, get active in achieving liberty in our lifetime. I want to attract those people. It's not so, I mean, if the folks that are of the status quo supporting mindset want to change their minds and want to come on board, I will be friendly to them throughout the entire process. I will not be mean to them, or I'll do my best to not be mean. Sometimes I get angry when they hurt my friends.
Sure.
But I try to stay, you know, focused on peace as much as possible. And I'd be happy to welcome those folks in. Like, we've had Brad Jardis, a former police officer, who came on board with the ideas of liberty in a real big way. And it was because he had people who weren't being mean to him. He had people who were showing him appreciation and kindness and love. And that's...
Just trying to talk to him, too. I mean,
right,
like a normal person. Respectable, having a conversation, trying to persuade someone, not trying to ridicule or, you know, demean someone.
And his,
that's how you bring people on board with ideas.
Yeah.
You know, first off, you have to get to them on their level. You have to show them that you care about them, or at least pretend like you show that you care about them. And, you know, to some extent, there's techniques to try to get them to think it's their idea and all that. But the first thing you need to do, like, it never, ever, 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 ever works that, hey, I'm going to talk to this person like they're an idiot. And then they'll see the light. They'll finally discover after I treat them just badly enough.
Mm, yeah, that won't work.
Yeah, that just, it never works.
But in any sales job, and Mark, you've done sales for pretty much your whole adult life. In any sales job, you want to qualify your prospects. You want to deal with the best people for the product or service.
Maximize your efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm trying to do. So it's not to say I won't reject somebody who's of a status mindset who wants to come on board. It's just I'm going to focus on the other people who maybe don't have as many opinions about politics and things like that, that aren't as firm on the issues that are anti-freedom. So to that end, there was interesting news recently, Mark, out of the town in which you live in southwestern New Hampshire. There was a certain lady who was kind of on the attack, shall we say, against Free Staters. And, of course, we're all here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We made the move. I made the move over 4 years ago, Mark. You at that time, you about three plus, I think, at this
That's
point,
right,
JJ. So we've all been here for a while, and we've been getting active in various different ways. And the more activity there is, whether we're talking about civil disobedience or non-cooperation or politics, the more activity there is, the more the people who are supporters of the status quo are going to be upset. they are going to be very upset because you are rocking the apple cart. You are, you know, tipping the boat, and they are freaking out about this. And so this woman caught on kind of early on because of some of the civil disobedience that was going on here in Keene. Her name was Pam Martins, and she wrote at least a couple of articles for the online magazine Counterpunch, which is a relatively widely published, I guess widely read, online website. And so it got a lot of attention as a result of that, and this was just this lengthy screed.
Both times there were bumps in Free State Project signups in both, you know, the week after both of these stories came out.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the nice unintended consequences, I think, for the statist, the status quo supporter that is trying to attack the Free Staters or attack liberty lovers in New Hampshire.
Because what they have to attack is, these people want smaller government. They want the government out of people's lives. You know,
right.
These are the kind of things they have to say. Well, that's, some people will read that and say, well, that sounds like a good idea.
Right. The good prospects, the people that we do want to attract are going to see that, and then they're going to use that as their excuse to come here and check this out. So actually, she unwittingly actually did recruiting for us, which is great.
That's right.
Which is why whenever I see bad press, it doesn't bother me in the least. I'm just glad to get press. Please, just spell the website correctly. Just get the information into people's hands. I don't care what your spin is on it. So anyway, this woman spent a lot of time just attacking liberty lovers here in New Hampshire, specifically the Free Staters, the people, the activists doing like the 420 celebrations out here in Keene, which ended up getting world renown from places like Cannabis Culture Magazine and things like that. And so she just goes on this attack, just this lengthy screed, attacking Free Staters, saying it's all a big conspiracy between the founder of the Free State Project and the billionaire Koch brothers who are secretly financing all of our moves to New Hampshire, that we didn't, Mark, you and I, we didn't pay for our rental truck on our own. We got a check from the Koch brothers.
This lady sent, there's an email message board for my town, and this lady actually sent a message sort of to the, you know, the people on this email thing in my town, accusing, intimating, I think, is really the best term. Intimating that either the you know, the Koch brothers or, I don't know, George Soros or Rupert Murdoch or somebody owned my house because I don't have, you know, I put it in the name of a corporation.
I mean, just so
it's
paranoid. It's right. She's essentially a paranoid conspiracy theorist. Just kind of, it's a liberal conspiracy theory, if you will. And that's not to say that you know, I'm a conservative or anything like that. Certainly there's some conservatives who are very upset with the Free State Project being here as well.
Because, they just have a different flavor.
Yeah, because anything that, again, threatens the status quo, the people that are in favor of it will come out, and they'll come out swinging. So this woman came out on the attack, and we publicized her articles to make it so more people saw them. And now she's gone, from what I hear. Rumor has it that, first of all, it's not a rumor. They have sold their house. The house in which they had lived, they are gone. They have moved out of that house. And word is they're in Florida now at this point. Awesome. So, yeah, buddy. See you later. You know, having a statist leave New Hampshire is as good as having, you know, another activist come in, as far as I'm concerned, because it's
an
less,
active statist, yeah.
Right. It's less opposition for us, which is just fantastic. And I hope that we see more of this, you know, a statist exodus from New Hampshire, as these people realize that they're up against something that's not going to stop. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So, of course, we've got a lot to discuss here. Your calls, we'll take them about anything. 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy features like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the Shrine, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a company that helps you and your business out with accounts receivable, whether it's collections, early out billing, or purchasing charged off receivables. SACLs can take care of it all. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
So imagine what the bureaucrats and the statists think when they see something like 200 people coursing through the hallways of the State House, holding signs about legalization, ending prohibition, singing songs. About 100 people, I would estimate, were singing songs. Posted the video of that, thanks to Biker Bill at Adventures in the Free State, over at freekeen.com for people that want to see that. Also, other footage from yesterday's 420 celebration has been posted over at freekeen.com to give you kind of a window into the world of what was going on yesterday. But what do you think somebody who is an arch statist is thinking as these things are happening?
Disdain.
Yeah.
Helplessness, perhaps?
Disdain. Well, I think first it's the anger part.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they feel helpless at this point yet. At this, you know, the Free State Project has been very lucky or very good, at least in using the legislative process. Generally, it's disdain for the outside the system activists. Look at those silly people doing their pot smoking and topless stuff and, you know, whatever else it is. You know, not a lot. It's not very effective from it doesn't make a lot of it makes a lot of waves, but it doesn't really get a lot done that's quantifiable from the standpoint of an observer. However, the legislative process, the Free Staters have...
Presuming the observer is just not paying attention, doesn't realize that those things tracked people here.
They're not looking at that. Right. They do see that. Oh, these rabble-rousers are attracting more rabble-rousers. But to some extent, some rabble-rousers have gone on, too, so they can always look at that and cheer. But from the legislative process, the Free State Project has managed to use the Democrat majority in New Hampshire from up until 2008 or 2010, whatever it was, to get some stuff done. And now the Republican...
Like gay marriage.
Yeah, gay marriage. There were, I don't know, a couple other victories. But really in 2010, the victory started rolling in with more Free Staters being elected as Republicans and more victories that way. I don't think that people on the outside see this as Free Stater victories, as much as they see it as they're riding the coattails of, say, the Republicans at this point.
Well, I think they're definitely influencing. There was that Seacoast article that went out, I don't know if it was early this week.
Yeah, within the last week or so.
Right. And I think after reading that, it definitely made some cogent points about how the influence isn't just about the numbers, but it's also about some of the ideas that they've been talking about for years. The seeds have been planted, and kudos to those groups that have been doing that sort of outreach, like the NH Liberty and those sorts of organizations or forums, whatever. Kudos to them for getting that out there, and now they're seeing some fruition with that seed planting they've been doing. I think the activism does have an effect. I think what the outside of the system activism does, if I were to speculate just based on my own thought process, it would definitely help to accelerate the process of changing, if anything. I think when the bureaucrats, especially the hardcore long-term guys, are there and they've been in office for a while and it's been pretty much smooth sailing, and all of a sudden, there's a lot of rests and a lot of news. WMUR isn't spending so much time talking about their benefit for the neighborhood or whatever that they did. Instead, they're talking about how keen is, you know, this place of activism. And so I think it acts as a catalyst, and it definitely speeds the process along. I would like to see more change where they just basically decide to stop pursuing something altogether end something. You know, instead of legalizing or changing the regulations or, you know, anything like that, I think just stopping laws or getting rid of laws is the best way to go. Just completely eliminating that law that made that illegal instead of, you know, decriminalizing it, whatever it may be.
That essentially would be a decriminalization. I mean, if you just eliminated the prohibition, that would be decriminalization.
Sure, sure. But there's also where it's, you know, it's not a criminal to have this much of it.
There are tweaks that are also technically decriminalization. I agree with you. I hope that we'll start to see more radical people being elected and putting forth radical, solutions like just eliminating the war on drugs right out the gate. That would be great to have that happen, because inevitably when you put something forth that's really principled like that, the process of politics is going to hammer it back with compromise to something that is less principled. So always go for the gold.
But we've also seen a local effect too, Mark, and I think you can definitely agree with this, is that the 420 protests, when they happened at the beginning, there was a couple arrests, and since that happened, no one's gotten arrested at Central Square for smoking pot. And that has also held true in other locations.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that the sort of the grumpy observer that reads the newspaper and says, those darn Free Staters and their nonsense.
Thank goodness the grumpy observers aren't really doing much besides anonymously commenting on newspaper forums. Yeah. As I pointed out over at the Free Keen story I wrote up last night, wrote up a little blurb about what happened yesterday and posted some selected photos from the event. And one of the pictures was from the lone counter-protester that we had. And I'm pretty sure he just happened to be walking through at that point during the day. This guy was... he was so lost. And I explained to him last night, he didn't even know what he was saying, basically. So, like, the one guy that was out against this 420 celebration couldn't even put together a coherent two sentences. So, I mean, this is the best that the opposition has to offer, is some cross-eyed dude who doesn't even know what it is that that he's spewing out of his mouth. And that's how bad it is for these statists. They have to hide behind their keyboards because they don't have anything coherent to say on this issue, because, as we pointed out, if you think about the issue of prohibition for just a little bit, you come to the conclusion that it's crazy, that it's, you know, it's dangerous, and it didn't work before, and it's not working now.
No, and I think that's a good point, the whole idea that the counter-protesters, if we were talking about protesting something that people felt very passionate about, that they really believed in, I think there would be more of an outcry, more of a public response, instead of just, I mean, really, the only counter-protesters there are the people who wear the badges and carry the guns. I mean, that's the counter-protest.
Right. They don't need to counter-protest. Those that believe that way don't need to counter-protest, because the guys with the badges are already on their side.
Right, but we're also seeing that more and more of these protests are going uninhibited, if you will.
Sure.
The cops show
the
up.
Guys, the badges are annoyed and bored with
right,
the
exactly.
Fears.
Let's go to your phone calls. John is on the line in Ohio listening to WAIS. Hello, John.
Yes, sir. I think we'd save a bunch of money if we quit flying the pot choppers overhead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get tired of getting woke up every morning with pot choppers in my head.
Where are you located?
Ohio.
Ohio? And are you in the rural countryside?
I'm in the Bible Belt.
Okay.
Is that
anyway,
a specific area of Ohio?
I believe the marijuana should be legalized. It's a good medication. I believe it should be used for recreational use.
Okay. I'm with you, man. That's the only sensible thing to do. And I thank you, John, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I've heard you do use it for recreational use.
I've been known to. I've been known to. Yeah. I could quit any time.
Apparently, you can do it.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, yeah, I mean, if Pam Martin's leaving New Hampshire is a sign of things to come, then I think it's great news, because we've got thousands of people who are pledged to move in, who love liberty and who are going to get active. And people like Pam Martins, these ardent arch statists, they're going to get fed up. At some point, they're going to say, screw it, I'm going where it's warmer and where my status buddies move to.
Yep. Good for you.
I think there's a bright future here in New Hampshire, and you could come and join us. Go to freestateproject.org. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Great opportunity to come up and check out New Hampshire in a moment, and we'll take your calls about anything. Plus, the good news out of a court about pot. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there. JJ, in fact,
Definitely.
You're actually working on
organizing the music. That's right, music of the bands. And I think just to add this into the ad section here, I think if people really want to see this this Pork Fest be a huge success, they should definitely get their tickets early. They should definitely order those tickets as soon as you can afford to do so and get your campsite set up and plan ahead, because the sites will be. There will be some tight areas because the booking is already very full.
Very cool.
So get on that right now.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Not only will there be live musical performances, it's a week-long event, so there's a lot going on. There are going to be tours of New Hampshire. You'll be able to hop on some sort of a bus and go and take a look around the rest of the state and visit Keene, visit Manchester and the seacoast, different interesting places where people have settled and are planning to settle as part of the Free State Project. Of course, family fun, lots of family fun activities are being scheduled. There's agorism in action. People will be selling products and services without begging the state's permission. And lots more. Of course, your typical camping-style activities, adult theme parties. It's going to be a blast. So you can go to porkfest.com to get registered today. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can use our discount code, FreeTalkLive, with no spaces. Just FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save 20% on your registration over at porkfest.com. FreeTalkLive will be broadcasting live, by the way, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I actually just called Rogers Campground today just to ensure that I was able to extend my campsite, because originally I thought it was going to be another weekend-long event. It's been extended to an entire week. So lock in your campsite while they are still available. Go to porkfest.com to get details on Rogers and how you can get in touch with them. So you need to register for Porkfest and then lock down your camping details. That's the way you probably want to go about it. Look forward to seeing you there. Porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. News out of Boston, CBS. Boston.cbslocal.com, where the Associated Press is reporting that the odor of burnt marijuana alone is not enough for police to suspect criminal activity and order a person to get out of a car, according to the state's highest court on Tuesday.
Precedent, but it's not binding precedent to other states.
No, that's true. But it's still good news for the folks in Massachusetts, citing a state law that decriminalizes possession of small amounts of the narcotic. Supreme Judicial Court cited a 2008 ballot question in which voters agreed to make possession of 1 ounce or less a civil rather than criminal violation. Chief Justice Roderick Ireland wrote for the court in a 5-1 ruling that we conclude that to order a passenger in a stopped vehicle to exit based merely on suspicion of an offense, that the offense must be criminal. So therefore, because of decriminalization, because in Massachusetts, having a small amount of marijuana, less than an ounce, is no longer a criminal offense. It's just now a violation. It's ticketable, but it's a violation. In fact, there was actually a story a while back saying that people just aren't even paying the tickets down there, just en masse. People are just not paying tickets for this particular violation. So the idea being that even a little bit of decriminalization can have far-reaching consequences. We've seen how the war on drugs has been a major factor in destroying the concept of the Fourth Amendment, the idea that you are supposedly have a right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. Well, of course, the government will say, oh, it's totally reasonable for us to search you if we think you have
marijuana.
Don't
sweat it. It's reasonable.
Yeah, but the concept was that it's your stuff, it's your property, it should be free from search. And until the war on drugs, they weren't as easily able to get away with searching people's cars just on the suspicion because you've got
dreadlocks.
What was
there to look for?
Right.
A
dead body or something like that?
You know, if you took out the whole prohibition thing, which I'm including gambling, prostitution, drugs, and weapons, those are pretty much the prohibitions out there. What does the cop have to look for? Yeah, he can pull you over. Yeah, he can give you a speeding ticket. There'll still be speeding tickets, I'm sure. But without prohibition, what is there for them to go throw your car all over the side of the road for?
Right, and we need less police then, too.
Right. What are the adrenaline jockeys going to do? What are the chances that they're going to, find somebody with a kidnapped person in their trunk? Real minimal.
Extremely.
Right, and they would need, a real probable cause to try and find
somebody. At that point,
you'd
boom, 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 boom. The person banging on the back of the car would probably be some kind of indication.
Unless they're knocked out. But anyway, my point being that because of decriminalization, because this one law was passed, taking marijuana from essentially a misdemeanor offense down to a violation, knocking it out of criminal status, the court has now ruled that, hey, you cops can't do this crap anymore. You can no longer use the fact that marijuana smoke odor is wafting out of a car to assert somebody. You cannot use this to escalate a police encounter. That's huge news.
Sure.
Just this little baby step, this little change to roll back the state has had far-reaching consequences already in just, 2 years or something like that since this happened? Excuse me, 2008 was when the ballot question happened. I think it went into effect in early 2009. So it's been just over 2 years where marijuana possession has been decriminalized down there in Massachusetts. And now you've got the Supreme Court of the state of Massachusetts saying, yeah, you cops can't do this crap anymore. That's huge.
It is huge. It's a big ruling. I wish it was here in New Hampshire.
Well, we haven't had any decriminalization here in New Hampshire yet, Mark, so this ruling wouldn't be possible here. New Hampshire does have a lot of catching up to do in that area, and hopefully you, if this is an issue that's important to you, will come here and make it happen with us.
That's right.
Because we're certainly moving the ball forward, man, with the 420 celebrations that are happening like yesterday with over 250 people out in front of the State House. It's one thing to get thousands of people on a college campus in Colorado to smoke pot where, yeah, it's been decriminalized for the most part. I mean, there's the medical marijuana there, and I think there's even been some decrim as far as possession is concerned in places like Denver, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Coloradoans, on that one. So it's not as hard to get people to come out and smoke pot in public if it's already somewhat legal.
Right.
So the idea that hundreds of people came out in the face of the prohibition and smoked in New Hampshire, I think, is still pretty impressive. Plus, it was 40 degrees out, too, which is also great that people came out in tough weather like that. But the ruling in this case, by the way, the court said that Let's see. They conclude that a passenger in a stopped vehicle to exit based on merely suspicion of an offense. The offense must be criminal. They found that the new law provides a clear directive to police departments handling violators to treat the commission of this offense as non-criminal and ferreting out decriminalized conduct with the same fervor associated with the pursuit of a serious criminal conduct is neither desired by the public nor in accord with the plain language of the statute. So, the court said there must be additional reasons for police to suspect criminal activity to justify ordering someone to get out of a car. The ruling came when the case of Benjamin Cruz, a passenger inside a stopped car, after a Boston police officer smelling burnt marijuana inside ordered Cruz to get out. The court found that police permissibly approached the car because it was parked in front of a fire hydrant, but did not have probable cause to order Cruz to step out. As Cruz was getting out, police officers asked him if he had anything on him. They say Cruz replied that he had a little rock for myself in his pocket. Oops. Police say they seized crack cocaine from Cruz and charged him with drug possession with intent to distribute and committing a controlled substance.
Yeah, ladies
violation.
And gentlemen, never, ever, 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 ever admit to stuff like that.
Yeah, they're not asking you that so they can help you.
Right.
They want to put you in a cage. The Supreme Court, in its ruling, upheld a lower court ruling.
At the very least, make them shake you down and find it.
But get this, the lower court ruling that the Supreme Court upheld suppressed the man's statement to police. Because they had illegally asked him to get out of the car in the first place. Fruit of the poison tree is the doctrine of the fruit of the poison tree, where if you do something illegal, Mr. Copper, then anything after that, you can't accept that as evidence in a case. So that got thrown out. She said in the dissenting opinion, which was 5-1, Justice Judith Cowan said that case law in Massachusetts has always made it clear that police can do a warrantless search of a car if they smell marijuana. Guess what, Ms. Cowan? The times, they are a-changing, aren't they? And five of your cohorts there in the court, which normally the court is all in favor of the police, they couldn't take the police's side in this particular instance because the law was so clear. So it's great news. She said that the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana should not change that. I mean, after all, they could have had 20 pounds in their trunk. She said an officer's reasonable suspicion justifies an inquiry and, if necessary, an exit order to determine whether probable cause exists to believe that criminal activity has occurred or is occurring. In this case, the officer's detection of the odor of marijuana provided a basis for reasonable suspicion that the people in the vehicle might be involved in the commission of a crime, said Cowan. Blah, blah, blah. She goes on to continue blathering. 65%, by the way, of voters approved the measure to decriminalize marijuana possession and small amounts of marijuana in 2008. Supporters said the move would spare thousands of people from having criminal records and would save taxpayers $30 million in costs associated with marijuana arrests. And this is one of the things that we're doing in New Hampshire is we're going to increase their costs. Yesterday I passed out the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers to the entire crowd of people. They were very receptive of it. If people who are charged with marijuana crimes refuse to take the plea deal and load up the court system with cases, that's going to move things towards change real quick. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. You can take control and bring up anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.